Track number 13, Porta Santo Stefano. Turn left into Via Emilia, heading westward, and at the first turning on the right, you will find the church and oratory of San Spiridione, dating back to 1759. Saint Spiridion came from a family of shepherds, but despite his humble origins, became the bishop of a small area in northwestern Cyprus, and was appointed shepherd of men in the city of Trimithonth. As you continue to walk along Via Emilia, you will find the church of Santo Stefano with its 15th century cloister. On the left-hand column is a chiseled capital representing Jesus the teacher, an angel, and a headless female figure. This is the most ancient example of Romanesque art in the city. When you get to the city gate of Porta Santo Stefano, sit at a cafe table and have a look at the roundabout. At the center, you'll see a sculpture by the Reggio artist Marco Gerra, which has aroused a heated controversy among the citizens of Reggio Emilia. The way the whole Porta Santo Stefano area has been redeveloped is inspired by third millennium architectural criteria, according to which right angles have supposedly gone out of fashion, even in the city of square-headed citizens, as Reggio inhabitants are good-humouredly called by the inhabitants of neighbouring Modena and Parma.